Yo, Phantom Thieves, welcome back. I told you I'm going to keep it consistent for you because I love you so much. Welcome back to the Pain of Fools podcast. I am the Pain of Fool, and this space is for you. Welcome to the Gamer's Den. Welcome to the grounds of fertility. We are teachable here, and we apply the things that we learn in our lives, and we share our life lessons. We share those gifts. We also have elders, so we do not wander around here like lone wolves in these streets without any guidance. We apply the wisdom and guidance of the elders for a smooth and prosperous life, for that is the only life they want for us. All right, so let's go. Where did we last leave off at? I don't know. You have to tell me, and you have to check the previous episode. But I will tell you, we did leave off at where we defeated Okumura, we did the palace and all that stuff, and I fell asleep after all that happened, and then went into the unconscious prison. Igor let me know that, you know, he sensed the malicious will of another. He doesn't know who's causing the issue, but he's just looking forward to how I overcome it. And we've just been in this strange place where we're not really sure where to go from here. There's a lot of suspicion rising. Things have been changing. The storyline is starting to twist and contort, and it's getting juicy. It's mad juicy. All right. We open at school. I woke up, we open at school, and now the police have shown up at the school, guys. All right, so Haru's absent. You know, reasonably so. She is right now grieving the death of her father, you know, and everyone's getting a little nervous at the school. So we decide not to do anything suspicious. We decide to just head home and we mind our business. But we cut over to Haru, Sai, and an investigator at the Okumura residence. And the investigator says that they found a calling card in the principal's office. So immediately Sai and Haru just jump and they jolt and they're shocked. Now, we didn't tell Haru about the principal because it never happened. But see, she doesn't know it never happened from us. We didn't do this, but she doesn't know. But we then cut forward in time now. Like, time freezes, right? And then we cut forward in time in the interrogation room where I'm at with Sai. Now, I told her everything, and she says that I don't sound like I'm lying. So she's beginning to believe me more, and this is making me feel good as the player, you know? Now, as I was about to give her more information about our next target, I began to lose consciousness because the police injected whatever into me to sedate me, and the effects were on and off, so I wasn't all the way coherent like that. But, you know, I got back to focus, and this is where it gets even crazier, right? She pulls a calling card out of her pocket, and she says, the next target the Phantom Thieves targeted was me. So Sai was the next target. So we go back in time. Now, it's the next day. It's October 13th. At this point, the public is giving the Phantom Thieves a lot of side eye as a result of that whole blunder with Okumura and his death, all on national television. So the public rating of us is going down on the fan site. We're just like, it's just getting a little hazy. Haru texts me that she came across some information that she'd like to share with everyone in person. So we cut to the SIU director at his desk on a phone call. Now, if you remember, the SIU director in the previous episode is like this weird, suspicious dude. And I didn't know what SIU even stood for, but we'll get to that. So he's on his desk having a phone call, and it's just real suspicious. Whatever role that the SIU director is in, it has a lot to do with the mental shutdowns. It gives it away. There are no secrets. There's no like, oh, I wonder. No, he actually makes it very clear. But he's speaking into the phone and he's saying things like, the preparations are finally in place. The public has praised them all as allies before they strike them down to the ground. And then he says something like, she'll be next and whoever they set up will become the criminals. And then the phone call ends or whatever. So I'm thinking like, all right, they must be the ones hugely responsible for the Metaverse Nav app, the phone, everything. Like there's some type of secret government operation going on or whatever. However this happened, through Futaba's mother, through even Dr. Maruki, who's had some interesting wanting to study cognitive science. It just seems like there's some underground funny business going on, you know? And pieces are slowly starting to trickle in and formulate a full puzzle. Anyway, so back at LeBlanc, we're all waiting for Haru to arrive, and An's in her phone on the chair. And then she just like jumps. She freaks out and she grabs everyone's attention. The public thinks the Phantom Thieves killed Okumura, and now we're shocked at how quickly the public turned on us. So then Haru walks in asking if we killed the principal because a calling card was found on the principal's office. And then we're like, wait, what? Like, what are y'all talking about? You know, what's going on, right? And Makoto, in her investigative nature, she starts putting pieces together and thinks that we're being set up. But because we don't want to arouse any type of suspicion, we just lay low and prepare for midterms. So we're like, all right, let's just, you know, we're going to chill out. Now, Futaba just abruptly leaves. She has this spark moment and she just runs out real quick. We're like, all right. The following day, our reputation is continuing to fall. Now, let me tell you, our rating was at 88% public support. Like, we were getting up there. And now we're at 60.3. The Mishima finds some target in Mementos, and we decide to fulfill a couple of missions to restore our reputation and bring our percentage back up, basically. So Haru just decides that she's going to take a break from the rest of the crew. You know, just to, she's struggling with trust right now, reasonably. You know, I get it. Makes sense. She want to wait until after midterms to reconnect with everyone as she gets herself together and all that good stuff. So in the meantime, up until midterms, I spend those days without her and without the rest of the crew. I'm building my confidence at this point. So I'm building my relationships with everyone else on the team to build some new abilities and all that fun stuff. Now it's exams day. It's midterm day. It's raining, and our public rating is now at 47%, y'all. Now, these exams, these midterms, they're actually genuine. Like, they're real questions. So I didn't tell you guys that throughout the game, there's points. Okay, so there are five attributes that I can build for my character. One is knowledge. The other is charm. The other is proficiency, guts, and kindness. Throughout the game, there's different events, things I can do. There's moments like books I can read, like watering the plants, for instance, giving gifts, like certain things increase the rankings or the levels of those five attributes. So in school, if I answer random questions, there's periods during some days of the week where I'm in school and the teacher will ask a question and I'm like, if I get the question right, I build a point or two of knowledge within my within that attribute. So these midterms, and I've been doing that since the start of the game. So I've been building my knowledge in the classroom, or building my charm, doing certain activities, my proficiency, making things, guts, doing certain things, and kindness, doing a bunch of other things. So it builds over time. But it was time for midterms, and I'm being asked questions from the previous days since the start of the game to boost my knowledge. So it's best to get the answers right, because the questions are genuine questions with real answers, like genuine researchable answers. They're real life answers. So it takes 3 days worth of midterms. Pass them, ace them, we're all good. Futaba texts me to meet up at the hideout, right? And this is after we're all done. We cut to Haru inside of Dr. Maruki's office, the school counselor, if you remember. He asks her if she's okay. And she says that she struggles with sharing what's in her heart. She said mind, I'm saying heart, you know. Between them both, there develops this awkward silence. She just wasn't ready to say anything. So he then tells her to think of this experience as having tea time, as that's one of her favorite things to do. So she goes on to say that she's so used to being uptight at work and having those uptight related dinners with her family, and they weren't intimate, and she just felt lonely. And as they were beginning to build that rapport, the school bell rang and the session ended. So shortly after, Haru texts me that Futaba reached out to her as well about the meeting at the hideout, and that she'll be there, but she needs to water her flowers on the rooftop. So I go up there with her, and help her out with the flowers. So she says that the source of her worry, she's beginning to open up, and she says the source of her worries is her father's company. Dealing with it all has been challenging, makes sense, because her father didn't have a will and all of his stocks and everything were transferred over to her, which means for her that she has this huge responsibility on her shoulders, as now that she carries the shareholders of the company of over 1,000 employees. So she's the biggest shareholder, and she says she's financially and business illiterate, and she never expected to end up in matters of the company. So she's been meeting with all these different officers and lawyers that her father got, that her father hired, and she's been receiving education on assets, stocks, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like a lot happening, right? But with all that, she doesn't know who she can trust because she thinks they just want her money. So she admits that her biggest challenge right now is with trust, and further admitting that she did say that she felt better after venting. So, I mean, I'm thinking about it like if this were me, and if, I mean, we have no insight on her mother. She's her father's daughter and he's gone, and all of that responsibility is in her hands, and she's a high school student. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, this is a big deal. Now, I don't know if that's even something you can do, being that young, running things of that nature. That's why you would need advisors and different people around you, brokers and things like that. But to have to just be thrown in the midst of, first you were just this daughter being passed off, handed off in marriage. You didn't have your own life. And now, as he passes, you inherit a life that do you really even want on top of that? So you're in this position of privilege, but ultimately, what's the trade-off? You know, this is Haru's life. Anyway, back at the hideout with the crew, we chilling or whatever. And Futaba, she says that the Medjet that she banned wasn't the real one that we thought caused all the issues. The guy who called himself Medjet after her is not the same one from the other day because of some difference in coding. It wasn't the same coding. She was doing a lot of her digging and stuff. That's why she had this sudden spark to go back and do some digging. She looked up the coding and it was inconsistent. It was all cut and pasted. So what she's saying is that the coding wasn't done by anyone who has the skill that she's familiar with out of the entire crew of Medjet after her. It wasn't an official member of Medjet. So Makoto gets this flash and she asked us like, well, perhaps they used the Medjet name to make the Phantom Thieves known. And then Futaba was like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And the cult was found specifically on the Phantom Aficionado website. So there were traces of it being illegally tampered with from the outside. And they all just jumped like, yo, this is weird. So she says that before summer vacation, the access counter was made to be much higher than the actual number. And the same thing with the rankings. Okumura ranked first. So basically, someone is tampering and playing around. Whoever it is have just been, they don't really know what they're doing. But what they're doing is it looks like they're just trying to lure the Phantom Thieves into doing something. So it seems like they're just being played. So Makoto, she says that the whole Medjet debacle and the tampering of the website, yeah, it brought attention to the Phantom Thieves. And she says it was the perfect timing and target for us to be set up. So she gets it. And she's like, we're set up, but we lack evidence and it's all hypothetical. So rather than react, Makoto suggests that we, find some more clues. All right, let's, we do a quick cut. We cut over to Sai and the SIU unit. Now, the SIU unit stands for Special Investigations Unit. I never knew that. I definitely wasn't paying attention if they called it that in the beginning. I did not know. They probably did, but I definitely missed it. But she's talking to her boss. That guy that I was talking about, the SIU director, she's talking to him now. So she works for him. SIU is the quote unquote FBI of Persona 5. This is called SIU instead of FBI. So they're not just the police station. She's a detective and she does all that other stuff. And so is Akechi. they're a part of that group. So we understand that this SIU director is nameless, but he's mad suspicious to the player. Anyway, so Sai is in the office with him, and he gives Sai the Phantom Thieves case. And we're all like, oh, so this might be who he was talking about a couple minutes ago, about who he's going to give something to and all that stuff. So it's like he's setting Sai up in some way, shape, or form. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he tells her that personnel and planning will be up to her, including having the police under her command. So she's getting this huge responsibility now to take the Phantom Thieves down. And she kind of wants to, because this is something really near and dear to her. She really takes justice seriously. So the real justice, the upfront justice, or the justice in the physical, that's her thing. So we cut to Sai and Makoto. We're in their house right now. And Sai walks in. Makoto's eating ramen or whatever she's eating. And you can hear the reluctance in her voice as when she says she's home. Sai walks in. She's like, I'm home. Real low. And, you know, she wasn't feeling it. And I imagine, I'm like, yeah, you just got hit with a major responsibility. You're playing Atlas right now. You know, that pressure is heavy. So she steps in frame and her eyes are heavy. So Makoto asked her if she should get a bath ready for Sai, and she's all like, Sai's all, no need. I just came to get a change of clothes because I have to go back to work, basically. And Makoto's like, yeah, you look awful. And she did. She looked really low and really just, she looked out of it. So Sai bucked back all, as an adult, you have to accept assignments for which failure is not tolerated. It's all over for me if I can't win this. You know, basically she has one chance to get a promotion, you know, and this is her opportunity to really prove herself and really show up and show out. She tells Makoto that she's going to catch the Phantom Thieves herself, and then she leaves. That same night, we're in a group text about it, and we agree to do something about this fast because now it's getting real crazy. So now I go to bed or whatever. Following day, it's now October 21st. And our ratings fell to 29%, so it's getting really nutty. The police have visited Shujin Academy one too many times over the past few days over the Phantom Thieves, and it's still making things tense. So they're questioning every student one by one. So I'm in the student council's office being questioned by the detectives. I mean, they questioned me, on everyone in school. And it went by smooth, and, you know, it didn't seem to... They didn't seem suspicious. They sent me on my way. But Yusuke, now remember, Yusuke doesn't go to Shujin Academy. He goes to a totally different school. And he even said that they wanted to speak with him too, even though he doesn't attend Shujin. So it's just real sus, real, real sus. So we gather at the hideout to talk about what went down. And then we go on about our business. And we're talking, I mean by what went down, I'm talking about what went down with the detectives. So Makoto devises a plan to make us blend in or just less suspicious by a few of us joining the executive committee for the school festival coming up. Now we cut back to the SIU director on the phone with whomever, continuing the plan with framing the Phantom Thieves. So he's definitely at this point framing us. Now, it's the evening of October 22nd, and I walk inside LeBlanc seeing the news. Akechi is speaking about how unjust the Phantom Thieves are and that he stuck to his guns, basically. But he thinks the recent series of suspicious deaths are unrelated to their actions. He then said he will be limiting his media appearances. And I'm like, what? Okay. So from one moment, you were just all gung-ho, Phantom Thieves, no, this is wrong, this is anti-justice, this is anti-this, anti-that. And now you're like, these may not be related to their actions. So it's like, are you defending the Phantom Thieves? Like, what are you doing? Anyway, so it's now October 22nd, still the same day. And we decide to invite, no, it's 23rd, I'm sorry. We decide to invite Akechi to the school festival. He says he'll think about it. And we're kind of on ice waiting on him because We're like, where is this change of mind coming from? That's why we invited him. Anyway, I spend time with the crew. We hang out and do random stuff. It's now October 24th. I walk into LeBlanc. Akechi is inside LeBlanc having coffee, and the news is on. Now, I didn't cover this in the past, but there's a man on TV named Cheeto who was speaking about how the country has been different since the Phantom Thieves have been around. Cheeto works in government. He's a politician. I don't know what level, but as he's speaking, he's apologizing and he's saying that he'll search for an apt countermeasure against the Phantom Thieves, but he's just doing what politicians do. Cheeto looks, he looks like a much angry Jeff Bezos with glasses. And he looks very familiar to the protagonist. And what I'll tell you is that he looks like the same exact dude that ended up getting me put on probation at the very beginning of the game. The very beginning. All right, so now it is the day of the festival. And it was quick. It was cute. It was a real cute festival. There was decorations everywhere. There were some funny moments. Akechi did show up and he ate like this spicy, I forget whatever it was. It was spicy. It was a really red looking spherical shaped food. He ate it, almost choked and died, basically. There were some moments of fun and all that good stuff, but it was a smooth festival. I went back to talk to Yusuke because he stayed and it was just an interesting day. All right, now back to the main story. It is now October 26th and we're back at school. We're having this student panel, like this discussion, and Akechi was invited. Well, he pretty much won this opportunity to speak sometime earlier, a couple days ago in the school auditorium. And so he's there speaking and Makoto is like the moderator of the student panel. So she's interviewing him and asking him questions about the investigative process towards the Phantom Thieves and how far along the investigation is and those questions, you know, her normal probing nature. He says everything on the TV and the internet is all of it. We see exactly what they see. Now, the SIU doesn't have any leads and the methods behind their crimes, he's talking about the Phantom Thieves crimes, the methods behind their crimes are still unclear. So she says, it seems like you denied a correlation between the Phantom Thieves and the murders. Like, why the sudden change? How are you so sure that they haven't committed the murders? And then he's like, aren't you just a little too comfortable interrogating people? It's as if you're a prosecutor, you know, just trying to play it down and stuff like that. He continues and he's like, every person whose heart the Phantom Thieves changed have truly been criminals, including Kunikazu Okumura. So why was he the only one who needed to be killed? So Akechi couldn't deduce or come up with a reason, which is why he thinks the case should be thought of as a different party being responsible for the murder. And then he continues with, if the Phantom Thieves are the ones I know of, I can't possibly imagine they kill anyone. Y'all, the music stopped and everyone in the audience gasped, the characters gasped, and Makoto's like, your comment, does that mean the police have already identified who they are? And he's like, nah, the police haven't gotten that far yet, but I have my own conclusions about the true identities of the thieves. Are you going to ask me who they are? And Ryuji, he's like, yo, he's bluffing. He's full of it. So Makoto was like, that may have repercussions on the investigation. Are you sure you can handle that with us or share that information? Then he says, well, it's only my personal opinion. So announcing that here wouldn't pose a problem. At this point, because Akechi saw us, he saw us enter the metaverse. So he knows. There is no doubt in my mind that he knows. Unless that was somebody looking different, that was definitely Akechi watching us enter the metaverse. I'm nervous, y'all. But he says, there is a possibility that everyone present will hear the truth before the police or the media. So Makoto says, this is quite the confidence you have. If you're so certain, then very well. I like to ask you, who do you think the Phantom Thieves are, Akechi? I don't know why she did that. I guess she wanted to test his bluff. You know what I mean? It was a bold question. He says, "They're people you all know quite well. The identity of the Phantom Thieves are..." Then his phone beeps. And he's asked to step away for about 10 minutes or so. And we're all like, whew, all of us take a deep breath. The microphone cuts off and he walks up to Makoto closer, asking if there is a room he could use for the conversation that he needs to have on the phone. And she's like, "Yeah, there's a PE faculty room that you can use." And then he says, "I want you to come too. There's a matter I like to discuss." I'm like, oh shit. That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, oh my God, it's about to get real. It's about to get real. But I'm going to stop here, guys. Follow me on IG at The Pain of Fool. Hit me up on Pain of Fool Pod on Twitter. Let's keep the conversation going. Y'all, if you are involved in any Phantom Thieves groups, any Persona 5 groups, there's plenty on Reddit. There's some on Facebook I'm a part of. Listen, this is really fun. Please feel free to add me to them because, listen, I do not mind having a Phantom Thieves little hangout. I enjoy this game too much. I just can't. I can't deal. So find me on those platforms and we are going to continue this conversation. Yo, if you're on Twitter, please, I love Twitter more than anything. Hit me up there too. If you're not a Twitter people, still hit me up. Find me, hit me up, DM me, whatever. And let's get close and cozy, all right? But until next time, my Phantom Thieves, I am out. This is the Pain of Fools Podcast, the Gamer's Den. Peace.